Rishonim and Daftesam and Aleph talk about the psul of Iker b'shchita. The Gemara mentions that there are chamisha psul of shchita. But the Rishonim talk a lot about Iker. The Tosus quotes Rashi shchita. Rashi says that Iker means that there was a kriyas hasimen. One of the simanim was Nikra. He quotes the Mishnah, Shacharis Avesha Posak Esagargeres. The posik the gargeres is supposed to being shochet. It's that's called ikar. It's a psul of shchita, and it's a nevela. It's also bachila, and it's metame midin nevela. So we mentioned that tosis is trouble. What does that mean? Kriya biyad, korea biyad. That's not a ma'ase shchita. How's that a psul of shchita? So tosis says no. It means that your korea is shochet b'sakin paguma, and that is a kriya. It's like a chanika. We discuss what the machlokes, what the issue is. What was Rashi thinking? What was Tosfos thinking? You mentioned that the Tiferes Yaakov has a different pshat in Rashi, that really maybe Pasuk Esagageres is Kriya Biyad. Kriya Biyad, not Kriya Besakin. All right, Tosfos is Kasha, but it's not a Maisa Shchita. So the Tiferes Yaakov gave a pshat that since Chatzikon Epogum is Mitztarev to a Shchita, Gemara Daf Chavches says that if you have Chatzikon Epogum, the Shlimo, the Shachat Bamashu, the Shlimo Lerov, that's a Shchita Ksheira. So it must be that the Chatzikon Apogim is Mitztarev to the Shchita, just a Shchita Bamashu. How does that work? So we suggested the Pashup Shad is that you're Gomer the Rov. If you're Gomer the Rov, that's called a Shchita Berov. But the Tveres Yaakov says it's very difficult. Just being Gomer, that's enough to be called a Shchita Berov. He says, no, it's Mitztarev to the Shchita. The Chatzikon Apogim is Mitztarev to the mashu. It says, if you shatter the whole thing. It says, up to Tferes Yaakov, maybe that's Rashi's pshat, that we see that Chatzikon HaPogam, that the Psukah Sagargeras can be mistarv to a shchita, so Avshim and Kenzogim, maybe we can say that here too, the Havamina is that if the Gargeras is Psukah, even Berubo, but maybe it should be able to be mistarv to the shchita Saveshet, and you'll have a shchita Ksherek HaMashmol, and that doesn't work. Creative pshat in Rashi, because very different. If Psukas Hagargeres is Berubo, so how's that Mitztarev? If Chatzikon Apogam is not Berubo, so it's not a Trefa. It doesn't become a Trefa with Chatzikon Apogam. So Efsha, maybe it can be Mitztarev to the Shchita. But here, if it's Nifsak Berubo, so then it's a Trefa with that. So how can that be then Mitztarev to the Shchita? It's a big Chiddush. The Tveres Yaakov's Pshat is a big Chiddush. But what's interesting about him is that he's not willing to reject the Pashup Shad and Rashi. Rashi doesn't say Shochat Besakin Paguma. Tosfos reinterprets the Rashi and says, oh, he meant Shochat Besakin Paguma. Vushdeit doesn't say that in Rashi. Like, Tosfos stands on his head to give up Shad and Rashi, and like, you know, most people just read the Tosfos and say, oh, that's what Rashi meant, Kriya Besakin. But that's not what the Mishnah says. Pasuk Esagargeres. That sounds like Korea Biyad. Tveres Yaakov is beholden to the Mishnah. Because Rashi is saying pshat in the Mishnah, bringing that into Ikur, it has to be a Kriya B'yad. So he has to work to try to figure out how a Kriya B'yad kataka be a psul shchita. Right? How's that a psul shchita? It's just a chanika ba'ami. You're not doing any psul in the ma'aseh shchita. So he says, no, it's mitztarev to the ma'aseh shchita. Mitztarev to the ma'aseh shchita, but because it's nifsak b'kulo, nifsak b'rubo, that's why it's going to be a shchita psul and it will be nevela. Tosus quotes the Bahag who argues with Rashi. And with this, we're going to pick up with the new material. We've read this Tosfos already. Right? That the Bahag holds that Ikur is Shmuta. Right? Behema Shenishmuta Achas Misimana. One of the Simanim was Nishma Mikoma. So Tosfos says, Taima de Ma'inyan Zel El Roshita, Halolo Asa Kulam. He didn't do a Maisa. It's Nishmat Me'elav. Shela Shasim and Nishmat Me'elav. Afilu Shomto. Even if he was Shomated with the Sakin. Even if he was shomet the simon with the sakins of the Tosus HaRosh, right, what are we talking about? That he put the sakin close to the shipri kova, close to the top, so he was shomet the simon from where it's attached in the lechi. So that's a maisa. But he says, afilu shomta b'sakin tebekle mitam hagram. If we're talking about that you're at the shipri kova, like the Rosh explains, Perish Shacham Mishipe Kova Lamala. Mishipe Kova is there some kind of a helmet shape on top of the simen. So that's the makom where the simen begins. So if you're in the top of the siman, that's going to be hagroma. Your sakin is outside of the mokum of the siman. So if your sakin is outside the mokum of the siman, so that's going to be hagroma. That's not a psul of ikur. So says Tosfos, the Bahag is talking about that the hashmata occurred before the shechita. The siman was nishma and kamo, and then you shechted the siman. Then you shechted the siman, and that's going to be ikur according to the Bahag. That's ikur according to the Bahag. So frek Tosfos, why do you need the psul shechita? Why do you need the psul shechita of ikur according to the Bahag? Shmuta is going to be a treifa anyway. Shmuta is going to be a treifa anyway. He says, "V'yeshlamar l'divrei halachas gedolos lav treifa hi." Elo shekein halacha mo shemisim v'ein shchita mo'elas besimin shomer haneishma chutz l'makom chibur ben mevesh ben mekon. Dr. Tosfos, the Bahag holds that Shmuta is not a treifa. It's not a treifa, so because it's not a treifa, then you can have the psul shchita, because it doesn't make any sense to Tosfos that if it is a treifa that you'll have a psul shchita. What do you need a psul shchita? It's going to be aser ba'achila anyway, says Tosfos. It's going to be aser ba'achila anyway. It was also bachila anyway. Why do I need a halacha mosh misina to tell me that shmuta is ikar? It's going to be nevela. It's also bachila anyway. So it must be that shmuta is not a treifa. And says Tosfos, that's precisely why Rashi didn't want to learn like the Bahag. The parasha kunches nichas and amona shmuta the halachas gedolos tavi treifa sheshachata vein tzarach lazkira. Rashi says that shmuta is already a treifa. So if it's already a treifa, I don't have to mention it as one of the psula shchita. There's no need, because it's already asa b'achila. It's already asa b'achila. What's the nafkamina between Rashi and the Bahag? So nafkamina is obvious, right? The shmuta, whether shmuta is a treifa, the question is whether the cholov or the beitzin of the behema shenishmata echa misimoneh are those muta mechayim. There's no nafkamina la'achar misa. They're both going to be asa ba'achila, right? Whether there's an isa treifa or it's a nevela, they're going to be asa ba'achila la'achar misa either way. So the nafkamina between Rashi and the Bahag is whether the cholov and the beitzim are going to be asa mechaim. Are they going to be asa mechaim? That's the Ramah that we've seen before. Ramah writes, Anu nogim ahatriv kol ikur ben b'miyad kama, ben b'miyad basa, ben b'kona, ben b'veshet. This is the Ramban, Simon Chav Dali. V'daka la'acha shenishchat. So we're matriv la'acha shenishchat. Avu b'chayiv kosher, ala she'en shchita mo'el esbo. V'nafgamina le'in chelva o beitzim shelo she'en kshiris. The Ramban says that we're matriv, meaning we say that it's not kosher, any ikur in the simanim, la'acha shchita is going to be an issa, but Mechaim? Mechaim, there's no Issa. How's the Ramah paskinin? He paskins like the Bahag. So he assumes the problem of Shmuta is only Bishchita, that it's going to be a psul of Ikur. But Mechaim, it's not a treifa. If Mechaim, it's not a treifa, so then the Chol and the Beitzim are going to be Mutter. Okay, that's the Ramah. That's according to the Bahag, but according to Rashi, obviously the Chol and the Beitzim are going to be Asa, because Rashi says Shmuta is a treifa. So if it's a treifa, then even Mechaim, it's going to be a problem. Obviously, la'acha misa will still be asa b'achila, but even mechaim is going to be a problem according to Rashi. This is the simple pshat in the Bahag. This is what many Rishonim thought. Right? Tosfos is pshat in the Bahag that shmuta, ikur is shmuta, that one of the simonim was nishmat memkoma. It's not a treifa mechaim, but la'acha misa, it's nifsal. Right? The shchita is a shchita psula, and therefore the animal is going to be nevela. That's why it's going to be asa b'achila. Comes the Pri Chadash and says, I don't think that's pshat in the Bahag. He disagrees with Tosfos. He says, I think that maybe the Bahag holds that Shmuta really is a treifa. Right? This was Tosfos' kasha. Tosfos says, according to the Bahag, why don't we need the halacha mosh misinai to tell me that Shmuta is ikur and it's asa b'achila mi d'nevela? It's asa b'achila anyway. It's a treifa. So what's the purpose of the halacha mosh misinai? Here comes the Pri Chadash and says, I'll tell you what the purpose of the halacha mosh misinai is. There's a difference between nevela and treifa. What's the difference? What's the difference? Exactly. He says, maybe the halacha mosh misinai is teaching me that even though shmuta mechayim is a treifa, and the chalav and the beitz mataka osur, the chalav and the beitz mataka osur mechayim, it's a treifa mechayim, comes the halacha mosh misinai and says, nochadin, that if you shecht it when the siman is shomut, it's even nevela now. It's even mitanai. It's a, that's a different halacha. That's not treifa. Right? Shchitas treifa is not matir ba'achila, but it's matarmi de nevela. So it's up to pre-chadosh. What's so schwer to say that according to the Bahar, the halacha moshe v'sini of Iker comes to tell me that it's even nevela, that if you shech the behema hashmuta, that is one of the simanim that anishma chutz and komo, it's matarmi tumas nevela. That's what the pre-chadosh wants to learn within the Bahar. Why did Tosfos like that? What was bothering Tosfos? What do you think? What do you think, Yaakov? Why? Well, what should the psulei shchita be talking about? Exactly. Tosfos understands that the chamisha psulei shchita are really talking about the heter achila. Who says they're talking about tumah? I mean, tumah is a very important din, but we would think that the psulei shchita are teaching me that this behema should have been mutter through the shchita, and now because you did shchita in an incorrect fashion, shehiya, drasa, chalada, etc. Right? If you did the ma'isa shchita in an improper fashion, so then the behema is not muteres ba'achila. That's what all the other psulei shchita talk about. Right? They're talking about the heter achila, that now it's osa ba'achila. Tosfos assumes, according to the Bahag, it's very difficult to claim that the halacha moshe v'sinai of Iker is just teaching you a din of tumas nevela. It's a treifa anyway, and it would have been osa b'achila anyway. But comes the halacha moshe v'sinai, it says, if you shechted the behema that has the siman shenishmat, so then it's even metamei midin nevela. Why would the halacha moshe v'sinai be teaching me that? All the other dinim of the halacha moshe v'sinai, all the other psulei shchita are teaching me an isra achila, not a tumas nevela. So if we want to make it all parallel, it makes more sense that Iker is teaching me an Isra Achila. So that's why he tells himself compelled to say, according to the Bahag, you got to claim that Shmuta is not a Treifa. It's not a Treifa, so the Isra Achila is only Chal because of the Iker, because of the Psul Shchita. Comes the Pre-Chadosh and says, no, why do you have to say that? So Iker is a little different. Iker is a little different than the other Psul Shchita. Tosfos themselves are going to say that according to the Bahag, Iker is different. We'll get to it. It's not so schwer to say that Iker, that Iker is different than the other psulei shchita. Dr. Pri Chodesh, maybe it's very different than the other psulei shchita. The other psulei shchita are teaching me an Isra Achila, maybe Iker is teaching me Tumas Nevela, not an Isra Achila. Not so sure. This is a totally different approach to the Bahag. Right? It's not that the Bahag and Rashi are disagreeing as to whether it's only a psul shchita and not treifa, or it's treifa and it's not psul shchita. Right? Is it one or the other? The Pri Chodesh makes a kugel. Right, he says, according to the Bahag, Shmuta is a treifa, and Afal Pikein Iker is teaching me a different halacha. On top of that, that not only is it Asra Bachilim, he didn't treifa, but it will even be Metame Tumas Nevela if you shech the Shmuta. Obviously, according to the Pichavish's version of the Bahag, there is no nafkamina between Rashi and the Bahag in terms of Chol and Beitzim. Right, because according to the Pichavish's version of the Bahag, even the Bahag holds that Shmuta is a treifa. So the Chol of the Beitzim Mechayim would have to be Asim, just like according to Rashi. It's only Tosis' version of the Bahag that's different. Right? The Tosis' version of the Bahag is that the Bahag holds that Shmuta is not a Treifa Mechayim. But according to the Pre-Chodesh's version of the Bahag, there is no Nafkamin in terms of the Chol of the Beitzim Mechayim. This idea of the Pre-Chodesh is not just his own void, but he actually points out that the Ramban seems to say something like this. I say something like this because the Ramban is not exactly the same as the Pichodesh. There is a nuance of difference between the two of them. What does the Ramban say? Let's see this Ramban. It's a very famous Ramban. It's a tough Ramban. You gotta take time. I didn't even give you the whole thing. I gave you enough that you could really see where the Ramban is coming from. Let's see the Ramban. Eluin Hilcha Shchita V'Ikur. Ikur. He doesn't even mention the others. The ikur of the sugya, the ikur, you know, the point that everyone touches on is ikur. So Pirish Rashi is up to Ramban. Shochel is avesh dekosakas agageres harizah ikur. Ve'ein peres zenochem. Ramban says, I don't think Rashi is right. Now he doesn't ask Tosfos kasha, he goes off onto his own kashas on Rashi. Ramban is troubled both with Rashi and the Bahag. So what are his kashas on Rashi? Let's see his kasha. D'atoni Rami bar Yecheskel and ikur simonim ba'of. Rami bar Yecheskel and Avchof says that ein ikur simon ba'of. There's no din of ikur by an oath. You think that the psula shchita should apply bein be'behem bein be'of? Comes Rami bar Yecheskel And he says, no, oaf is different. There's no ikar siman of oaf. Ipsuka sagageris avi ikar, frekti ramban, suka sagageris is ikar. That means that if the kana is an ifsak, right, if shachar is a veshed, and posaka sagageris, if that is ikar, hatanan ve'elu trefus ve'oaf, nukuba saveshed, psuka sagageris. What's Rabban asking? He's saying, if Rashi is claiming Psukah Sagageres is Ikka, that means that Rashi is saying that something, some kind of a problem with the behemoth, that outside the context of Shechita, would render it a Trefa. If you do it in the Maisa Shechita, it renders it Neveya. Right? That's how he's interpreting the Rashi. Psukah Sagageres, outside the realm of Shechita, meaning if you didn't do it, but it just happened by itself, if the Gageres was Nifsika, that would be a trefa. So he's interpreting. Rashi is taking that halach and saying, oh, ikar is that this psul that would be trefa outside the context of Shechita, now if you do it as part of the Maisa Shechita, you're posing the Gageres, the Yad, the Sakin, whatever it is, Sakin Paguma, that makes it Neveda. So, Fakta Rabban, I don't get it. If Psukas HaGageres is a trefa even by Oaf, so how can Rami Bar Yecheskel say that there's no Ikar Siman of Oaf? L'chore, it's a function of whether this Din Trefa applies in that context. If the Din Trefa, if that type of trefa applies in this Behema Oaf, in this context, so then if you do that through the Maisa Shechita, that should render it in the veil. That should be the Psul of Ikar. Maishna Behema, Maishna Oaf from Behema. That's his kasha. That according to Rashi's chat, it sounds like Ikar is something that would be a trefa outside the context of Shechita. So now if you do it biyad, if you do it in the context of Shechita, it makes it nevela. Since the Psukas HaGageres is a trefa l'gabi Oaf too, so l'chari Ikar should apply to Oaf also. That's his kasha. For Odamin l'kamon, Amar Shmuel Turbet Zavesha Shenita Kulo Milechi Koshe. Shmuel says, Turbet Zavesha Shenita Kulo Milechi. You have the Turbet Zavesha, the top of the Vesha that gets pulled off of the chi, it's Koshe. The Ikar Lav Hainu Psukah Sagageres. Gemara asks on that if the Turbat Zavesha, Shmuel has this statement, Turbat Zavesha is pulled out of the Lechi, it's kosher. So, in fact, the Gemara, I Ikar Simonim. What's the problem? This is Ikar Simonim in which sin? The Vesha. Turbat Zavesha is in the Vesha. Like that, we don't have a problem with. Shibakoba with Hanu. But Turbat Zavesha obviously is in the Vesha. No? So Turbat Zavesha, it's pulled out of the Lechi. If that's a. That's kosher, he says. The Gemara asks, isn't that Ikar? Rashi said, Pasaka Sagageris is Ikar. Ikar is in the Kone, not in the Vesha. Hell? Va'od She'im Kain. Af nekuba savesha meyocha shchita. What does it mean? Imkain. Imkain, if this is your yisod, that whatever makes the animal into a trefa outside the realm of shchita will turn it into nevela inside the realm of shchita. So I have another case. The kuba savesha is a trefa. So then, if you nokev the veshet, right? If the veshet became nokov not to a maisa shchita, you nokev the veshet. You posak the veshet a little bit, that should be ikar also. Because again, there's like an equation over here. Whatever's going to make the behemoth a trefa outside the realm of shechita, inside the realm of shechita, you suddenly do a maisa to produce that kind of hole, that's ikar. So why should ikar only be by the gargaris? It should be by the veshet too, the kuvas veshet is a trefa. So what's a trefa outside the realm of shechita becomes a psul shechita of ikar. It becomes ikar, that psul shechita, inside the realm of shechita. So what's Rashi talking about? These are the kashas of the Ramban against Rashi. And again, Rashi holds shachar as avesha, pasak as agageras, that's ikar. And the Ramban is interpreting that Rashi holds what would make the behemoth to trefa outside the realm of shechita, makes it nevela inside the realm of shechita. So if that's the case, then he doesn't understand what's the havamina. That there shouldn't be Ikar Siman and Ba'ov, but there's Psukah Sagageres by Oaf. And similarly, why does the Gemara ask that there's Ikar Siman by the Turbat Saveshet, Ikar Siman by the Veshet? But I thought you said Ikar is only by the Gageres, not the Veshet. And then he asks, if Nekuvas HaVeshet makes the animal into a treifa, so then that should be part of the Ikar also. What makes it into a treifa outside the Ramah Shkita should make it into the Veil inside the Ramah Shkita. So he quotes the Bahad. The Chachmei Atzavat and Pershe Betosa Shenekra Asimonim Yimakom Chibur and Belechim. The Dov Hashem also a treifa. Afilu Ochi, Kach Alochu Moshvi Sinai, Shenekru, and Shkita Mo'eles B'Simonim Shemotim. He quotes the Bahad. Betosa's version of the Bahad. That Iker is Simonim Shmutim, Simonim Shenishmutim and Kamum, and then you shech them afterwards. And it's Bedova She'en also Treifa. Doesn't make it into a Treifa. Shmut is not a Treifa, but if you shech the Simonim Shenishmutim and Kamum, so that makes it into Nevela. The Ramban says, no, I think that's also incorrect. The Ainz Anachon Be'ena. Shalomatzinu Psul B'Shchita She'en Chayotzebo Shalom B'Shah Shchita Treifa. This is his Yisod. Don't find the Psul in Shchita that makes it nevela, if outside the realm of Shechita, it's not going to be a treifa. Can't be. So how can the Bahag say that? That it's not going to be a treifa. Shmut is not a treifa, and yet, if you shek simanim shenishmetum in kolam, it's going to be nevela. How can that be? It's always like this, that outside the realm of Shechita makes it into a treifa, inside the realm of Shechita it's going to be nevela. How does Ramban know this? He has an incredible raya. Shemkei nifsol shoho b'miyot kama dekon. If you're not going to put the two together, put treifa and psula shchita together, then what makes the behemoth into a treifa outside the Yom HaShchita, you're going to make it nevela inside the Yom HaShchita. But rather, you can pasul, you can say that there's a psul shchita, even if outside the realm of shchita, it's not going to make a treifa. So then we should pasul shoha b'miyot kama dekon. Miyot kama dekon, the kama, if the beginning of the kona gets a hole in it, chatzi kana pogam, right? If the beginning of the kana gets a hole in it, it's not a treifa. So Dr. Ramban, if you're not going to equate treifas and psula shchita, so then what should turn out is that the beginning of the kana, some kind of psula shchita in the beginning of the kana can also make it nevela. Even though it doesn't make it treifa, so what? But you're going to split between the two. Very interesting, right? If you're going to split between the two and say that even something that doesn't make the animal into a treifa outside the realm of Shechita can still make it nevela inside the realm of Shechita, so think about it. The miyot kama dekana is never subject to treifas. So if you're willing to break that connection, so then there should be a psul shechita, even the miyot kama dekana. Shehiya. Let's say shehiya, the miyot kama dekana. You cut a little bit of the kana, small amount, and then you would show her. And then you cut a little bit more. So that should be a problem. But it's not. Because if you show her, then we just discount the beginning. Because chatzi kana pogam is nothing. The halacha is that chatzi kana pogam is nothing. So if you have a shehiv, mir kama dekana, that's never going to be an issue. So Dr. Ramban, it doesn't make any sense to split between treifas as opposed to psula shechita. It must be that anything that's going to make a psul shchita has to make it a treifa outside the realm of shchita. You can't have a situation where it's not going to be a treifa outside the realm of shchita, but then inside the realm of shchita, it's going to make a nevela. So how can Tosus learn the Bahag? How can they say that shmuta is not going to be a treifa, and yet if you shech the shmuta, it's going to make it nevela based on the psul shchita? That can't be, says the Ramban. Comes the Ramban and he says, I have a third pshat. Avad Iker is linked to treifas. Iker is a shchita in a behema that is a treif. Nizdaldlu simonim, the simonim got detached. Shmuta. Right? He's not disagreeing with the Bahag. He holds that it relates to shmuta, but he's going to interpret differently than the Bahag. He says, obviously, it's bedavash also a treif. No question that Behema shenishmatu simaneha is going to be considered a treifa, says the Rambam. The aloch l'mosh me'sinai shem ira lokein b'shah shchita mishehischa b'simanim shetein nevela. Says the Rambam, what's the aloch l'mosh me'sinai? That if the simanim became nishmatu b'shah shchita, if they became detached at the time of shchita, then the shchita makes it nevela. And it's going to be tummy tumas nevela. Why is that? Efsher adds the Ramban Shatam Lufisha Efsher Lishmuta Baosa Shoshet Ishachet Behersher Shemachmas Ha'ikar Misnad Nedin HaSimonim. Says the Ramban, if the siman were nishvatum in kolmam b'shas ha-shchita, so then they can't be shechted properly. They're not roi l'shchita, because he's in the middle of the job. If they were nishmatu before the ma'is ha-shchita, they got detached. Sounds like a strange case. The behemoth is living, but they got detached. Okay. They got detached. He can hold the siman and shecht it properly. But if he started shechting, and somehow when he started shechting, the behemoth like jerked. Let's say the behemoth jerked itself. And he ripped the siman out of its makom. It got ripped out of its makom and hit in the shochet. Sees what happened. So once it's out of its makom, it's not going to shecht properly because it's not being held steady. It's not being held steady, so it's not going to be shechted. The siman is not going to be shechted properly, says the Ramban. So this is a case where the behema is a treifa. But it's not just a treifa. Because the shechita can't happen properly once it's nishmet from its makom, so that's going to make it neveila. If the siman was nishmet mimkomo before the shechita, then the shochet can hold on to it. Can hold on to the siman. Know what you're doing. You can hold on to the siman and shecht it properly. So that doesn't make it neveila. But if the hashmata occurred during the shechita, Zog der Ramban, not only is the behemah going to be a treifa, but it's eif shechet yishochet behechshir, it's impossible to shecht it properly. So then it's not only treifa, it's going to be neveila based on the psula shechita. Yes?
Is the Ramban saying that when it happens during shechita, it's not itself a problem, it's just impossible to not do one of the other psula shechita afterwards? If it was happened before shechita, so then you're able to hold it, and then you can do a good shechita. You know, it'd still be a treifa, but
right.
You could do a good shechita.
Right.
So he's saying that it itself is not a psula shechita; it just leads to a psula shechita.
Yeah, I think so. That's what it sounds like in the Rambam. No. She'ir she'ti shachet behashem. It sounds like even if, let's say, the shochet shechted properly, can he shecht properly? What psul is he going to do? Shehi is not necessarily going to do. I'm sorry? Drasa? It's not going to be a clean cut. It's not going to be a clean cut. What exactly is the problem? It can't be shechted properly because they've moved from their spot, so they're not going to be shechted behechshir. Maybe the idea is that if the simanim have moved, they're not taut, they're not being held on by the upper area, so the shechita that he's going to do, that's not a good shechita. It's a new psul. It's not drasa, he's not pressing. Fakert, he won't be able to press as much. The shechita that's going to occur if the simanim are not attached properly, that is not a shechita kshera. That's the psul of ika. That if the simanim are not attached, the shechita that the shochet is going to do, that's not going to be a good shechita. We can understand that, right? If it's not, they're not attached on either side, so you're not going to cut it properly. What's the problem? It's not a shehiya problem. It's not a chaloda problem. It's not a drasa problem either. But it's not going to be cut properly. It has to be a clean cut, and the type of cut that's going to be made, that's not going to be a good cut anymore. But the point is, that's only if it happens b'shah shechita. If it happens before the shechita, the Ramban says, of course the animal is going to be a treifa, but so what? If there's no psul shechita, you can still hold the siman in place. If you can hold the siman in place, then it'll be shechted properly. There's no reason to make it neveila. Yeah.
It seems that the rest of the psul shechita are problems in my maisa. There's problems in my maisa shechita. Here there's no problem in my maisa. It's just saying that the circumstances...
Of course it is. No, of course it is. It's the problem that you're not going to be able to shechted properly. Why do you define drasa as a problem in the maisa shechita? The halacha mashmasina is that you have to have a back and forth motion, you can't press. Okay, sure. So here, what the Ramban is saying is, it has to be a shechita of a siman that's attached both in top and bottom, because if it's not, then whatever you do, however it's going to be cut, that's not a good cut. Just like drasa is not called a good cut, it's a press, it's cutting, you're cutting, but that's no, a pressing cut is not called a good cut out you did. Same thing, this kind of cut that you're going to have with a siman that's nishmat, that's not called a good cut. It's not going to be a clean cut. And that's a halacha which we've seen it, that type of cut of the siman is going to be possible for shechita. And bedavka the Ramban says, because it's b'shas ha-shechita, that's what makes it one of the psula shechita. It's not something that occurred before, it occurred b'shas ha-shechita, and that's why it's yesh ha-shechita, that's why it's going to be possible. Yes?
Could it not maybe be
hagrama?
Is
grama? No, we're not outside.
No, maybe because it's nishmat. No one can say for sure if they know exactly where, once it's out, you don't see where exactly you are, where that part of the simon, I guess, would be, instead of inside, you can only see it now. Now it's pulled out. So, like, I don't know exactly what part of the simon I'm cutting necessarily, because now it's out of place. I mean, I would have known it's in there, then I can see it. This is the top. This is exactly where, how high I can go, whatever. Once it's out, then maybe how trouble would be an issue.
I know what you're saying, but Lechora, I can still see the simon. If he's shafting in the middle, it's a pretty big area. If he's shafting in the middle, Lechora, he knows that that is the simon.
I don't know how far I just want to, like, go.
Well, it's pulled out from the lechi, but you can see where it's attached to the lechi and where you're shechting. You're not shechting up there, you're shechting down here. L'chara, it's enough of a space for him to know, I think. Oui?
Why is it called Iker? Why is it so Iker?
Because the simen was nishmat. It's nekar. That's the Lashon Iker.
I mean, because if it's in the maisa you're doing, it's nothing to do with what happened beforehand.
It's not beforehand, it's b'shas maisa. B'shas maisa shchita, it becomes nekar. That's why it's called ikar. The problem is, whatever shchita you're going to do after the simon is nekar, it's not going to be a good shchita. Because it's not attached. Now, if you held on to it, then it might work. But the fact is, since you're in the process of the shchita, the damage is going to be done. Right, because when you're continuing to cut, you notice that it's nekar as you're cutting, so there's no way to hold on to it, because since it's in the middle of the maisa shchita, it's not going to be shechted properly. So that's why there's a problem with the maisa. Yes?
Is there no way to have, like, a second person hold it while you're
moving? I think the point is, if it's nekar during the maisa shchita, so you're moving, so immediately there's going to be some kind of absurd. The cut that you're going to do as it's nekar, the cut that you're doing as it's nekar is going to be a cut with psul, and that's going to be the problem. So this is the Ramban that the Pri Chodesh himself quotes. The Pri Chodesh in Yeridaya Simen Chav Dalid, it's a cut on the base. On that Ramah, the Ramah says, B'chayev, it's kosher, because it's not a treifa. Ken kosu atos with perakam of the chulin, Tosis is troubled. What do you need the halacha mashmi sinai for? It's already a treifa, so what's the big deal? Of course it's asa b'achila. Whether it dies by itself, whether it dies through the shchita, shchita is like a misa, because it's a shchita psula. He says, I don't think the Bahag holds it's not a treifa. It is a treifa, but afal pikein halacha mashmi sinai that it's gonna be nevela. The chengos of Haran b'shem Haramban, he says, shehi treifa. The Ramban also says what I'm telling you, that shmuta. The Ramban is talking about the case of shmuta. He says shmuta really is a treifa. And that's what the halacha mashmi sinai of Iker is said. Ela shaladaito, the Pri Chodesh concedes, I'm not exactly the same as the Ramban. Ela shaladaito, shchitosu metairosu midei nevela. Zulosi im ira lokein b'shaas shchita. She'ozi efshe shetishochet behechsher, shemachmas ha'Iker misnadim asimonim. He says Ramban agrees that the shchita will be metair midei nevela. It's not a psul shchita if the hashmata occurs before the maisa shchita. But if it occurs at the time of the shchita, since it's yevsher shetishochet be'echsher, because the simanim are moving through the hashmata, so then the halacha mashmi sinai comes to teach me, not only is it asa b'achila, but it's treifa, it's even metame tumas nevela. According to this, obviously you have to be machmer, even lefi the Bahag, so to speak, right? Even according to those who claim that Iker is behema shenishvetu echa misimoneo, you still have to be machmer the chol of the basin, because it's a treifa. The behema is a treifa, so because it's a treifa, mechayim, you have to be machmer the chol of the basin. It comes out that there are actually three shittas in what Iker is. Three shittas. First, we have Rashi, that Iker is nikra usimane habehema, right? Chochet esavesh eposek esagageres, that you were korea the gageres. Within Rashi, what do we have? We have a machlokas, Tosfos, and a Tferes Yaakov. How were you Korea? That Simon, right? So eager. Rashi says, Kriya Sagageris. Right? Machlokas, the Tosis and the Pichadash, whether it's Pesach and Peguma, it's Feres Yaakov, not the Pichadash, Feres Yaakov says, Biyad. Right? Was the Kriya of the Pesach and Peguma, or was the Kriya Biyad? That's one sheet. Then we have the Bahag, Lefi Tosfos. Bahag Lefi Tosfos. Shmuta. Right? That the Simoni Behema with Nishma. And we have a Machlokas Tosfos and the Prichadash. Whether it's a Treifa or not. Tosfos says, according to the Bahag, it's not a Treifa. The Prichadash says it is a Treifa. Prichadash says, even though it's a treifa, but it's matar midena, the shita will be matar midena vela, if not for the fact, right? The shita will be matar midena vela, but comes the halacha mashvisina, it says no. The halacha mashvisina is adding a tumas nevela on top of the isra achila. That's the Prichadash and Tosas. They argue in a katsa la katsa within the Bahag. Right? Is shmut the treifa? Is it not a treifa? In all cases. Ramban and offers a third approach. Ramban says also that it's shmuda, but he says shalom b'shah shchita. Rak treifa, shah shchita. Hafilu nevela. And that's Iker. Iker, according to the Ramban, is really Shmuta B'Shash Shchita. The Simon got Nishma B'Shash Shchita, so then it's going to be Nevela. If it's Shmuta Shalom B'Shash Shchita, it's only a Trefa. But if it's Nishma B'Shash Shchita, then it's even Nevela, and that's the Psal of Iker. The Prichadash did not learn like that. He's saying it doesn't matter, B'Shash Shchita, not B'Shash Shchita. The Halacha Mashmi Sinai is if you shech the behemah that one of the simanim were nishmat, that's going to be nevela. Even if it's nishmat before the shechita, according to the Prichadash, comes Ramban and says it's split. So,
according to the Ramban, what happens if you don't hold the
yes, according to what we're saying, if you do hold the simen, then it will be matami de nevela because you can solve the problem. The Rabban is clearly assuming that if you held the simen properly, then you'll be able to solve the problem. I'm not a mumch in shchita, but that's what the Rabban seems to assume. Right? It's not just a din in ro'oi, right? It's impossible to shecht it properly, and here it's possible to shecht it properly. So because it's roi to shecht it properly, if it was nishmat mimkomo before the shechita, so therefore no matter what you do, it's going to be kasha? I don't think so. It sounds like the Ramban is saying that you have to hold it. If you hold it and then you'll shecht it properly, then it'll be a shechita ksheira. As opposed to if it's nishmat b'shas ha-shechita, it's impossible because you're in the middle of cutting. If you're in the middle of cutting, it's never going to cut properly. What's the machlokas, the Ramban, and the Bahag according to Tosfos? Let's think about this a little bit more. Okay. They're both saying that the psul of Iker is Shmuta. Both saying the psul of Iker is Shmuta. What's the machlokas? What are they really arguing about? Is Shmuta psul Shchita b'shasa Shchita? Is Nishmuta b'shasa Shchita? Is Nishmuta before the Shasa Shchita? I know they're arguing whether there's a din treifa here or not, but I'm not focusing on that. I want to now focus on what's the machlokas, the Ramban and the Bahag, in terms of the nature of the psul shchita of Ika. It relates to shmuta, but what's the real machlokas over here? Yeah.
Maybe you could say that.
What's the psul in? That's what I want. That's what I hear. What's the psul in?
Is it considered part of the ma'aseh shchita or not? If it's shmuta, then it's not really a psul on the ma'aseh shchita. It's kind of standing there, but
So that's why the Ramban's forced to say that it's a shmuta bishah shchita, because then it's like kind of nichlal in the ma'aseh shchita.
Okay, so you're saying, Josh is saying that the Ramban seems to hold that the psul of Iker is a psul in the ma'aseh shchita. I like that. I like that formulation. Can someone help me with the Bahagat Matat Tosfos? What's his psul in? What's the psul? The psul in the ma'aseh shchita? Is the psul really in the ma'aseh shchita according to the Bahag? The psul in the ma'aseh shchita? The Rav wanted to suggest that the machlokas, the Ramban and the Bahag, is whether the psul of Iker is a psul in the cheftza of the simonim or in the ma'aseh shchita. The Bahag is saying it's a psul in the cheftza of the simonim. That simonim that were nishmetu mimkomam are not called simonim. They're not called simonim. It's like yad v'regel. Once they're not in the proper mokom, it's like another part of the animal. Just like if you cut off the hand of the animal, you cut off the leg of the animal, that's not a shchita. The Bahag holds lefit tosfis that if you cut off a simon that's nishmat mimkomo, it's not a simon anymore. It's missing in the cheftza shel simonim. Of course the psul is in the shchita, but what's the problem? The problem is that you haven't shechted simonim because it can't be called a simon anymore if it's not in its proper makom. If it's pulled off from its makom. If it's a psul in the cheftza shel simonim, it's like yad v'regel. That's the Bahag's approach to Iker. But the Ramban is saying, no, he's saying Iker has to be a psul in the ma'aseh shchita. Look at all the other psulim of ma'aseh shchitas of the Ramban. Jerusa, Chaloda, it's psulim the ma'aseh. So Iker can't be totally different. It can't be a Yotzei Dofen. It can't be Yotzei Min HaKlal, an exception to the rule. It also has to be a psul in the ma'aseh shchita. So comes the Ramban and says that Iker taka pasal, Iker is shmuta, but it pasals the ma'aseh shchita. If the hashmuta took place with ma'aseh shchita, so now the ma'aseh shchita is pogom. Ma'aseh shchita is pogom. It's not a din in the cheftza. It's a din because it happened in the ma'aseh shchita. It's a psul in the ma'aseh shchita itself. Now, the truth is, the Rav's understanding of the Bahag is really Meduyik and Tosfos itself. Meduyik and Tosfos. Could someone show me where Tosfos says this? That Tosfos understands, according to the Bahag, that the Psul of Iker is totally different than the other Psul of Shchita. What does Tosfos say? What's the Psul of Iker? That's what I want to focus on. Is it a Psul in the Psul b'cheftza, the cheftza de simonim? La'acha shenishmetu lo chashivi siman elo kiyad v'regel. Oh no, it's a psul b'mais v'shrita. Mo drasa v'chalada. What does Tosfos say? Anyone? Yeah, yes. Exactly. Umiu lohavi hashta ikar leperish alachas gedolos me'ein shahirchas shchita. He says beferish. According to the Bahag, ikar is different. It's the yotzim nakla. Ikar is different. It's not like the other hilchas shchita. Shehein beguf hashchita. The ikar ainu beguf hashchita. Ela sheshochet simen sheneka. It's a totally different sub soul. What's Tosfos picking up on? The point is, then you shechted it. Then you shechted a simon sheneka. Why is it so different than the other psulim? Dr. Rav, no. What Tosfos is saying is the psul of Iker is not a psul in the ma'aseh shchita. Of course, it's a psul that your shchita didn't work, but the psul is in the cheftza shel ha'simonim, that it's not called a simon anymore once it's neka mimkomo. Ramban says, no, that's not the psul. I agree with you, the psul relates to shmuta, but the psul is not in the cheftza shel ha'simonim. It's in the ma'aseh shchita, says the Ramban, like the other psul shchita. It's a psul in the ma'aseh shchita. And that's precisely... Okay.
Just a question.
Okay.
According to the Rav's Pshat and the Ramban, it's all about the ma'aseh
shchita.
Why would it also become a trade who is not pshat shchita?
No, the psul of ma'aseh shchita means that if you have this item that outside the realm of shchita is a treifa, so now if this thing happened b'shas hashchita, there's a new halacha mashmisina that it becomes nevela, that it's a psul shchita. That's not a stira. That's the syllogism. That's the yesod that the Ramban has, right? The Ramban has this comparison, equation, I don't know what to call it, but right, this idea that what is treifa outside the realm of shechita, inside the realm of shechita, that's a shechita bepsul, and that's a halacha mashmisina that it's going to be available. That's the yesod of the Ramban, that everything is built on. So up to Rav, according to this, we can understand the big nafkamina between one of the nafkamina between Tosus and the Ramban, the major nafkamina. Like Tosus holds that Iker is all about Shemuta, right? Nishmatu Echa Misimbani HaBehema. When? When?
Before
the Shechita. Exactly, Zach. Before the Shechita. Right? Tosus holds that you can have a Psul Iker before the Shechita. Why? Because Tosus understands the whole Psul is in the Chetzah Shel HaSimon. It's not a Psul in the Ma'aseh Shechita. So he holds Lishitasa, that's his whole point, is that according to the Bahag, the psul can be before the Ma'aseh Shechita because the whole psul is not in the Ma'aseh Shechita; it's in the Chetzah Shel HaSimonim. The Simonim are not roi for Shechita. They don't have a din Simonim anymore. Once they're nishmatu chutz m'koman, so then they have a din of yad v'regel. They're not called the simon. So that's why it can happen even before the Ma'aseh Shechita. You now have things that you're going to cut that are not Simonim. So even if that happened before. So what? That's exactly the point. The psul is that they're not simonim, so even if you shech them, you're not shechting simonim. But according to the Ramban was compelled to say his pshat, that shmuta has to be that the hashmata occurs b'shas hashchita for it to be nevela. If it occurs shalom b'shas hashchita, the Ramban is willing to agree that the behemah becomes a treifa, the chalav and the beitzim are going to become asa. Okay, mechaim. The Ramban says Iker has to be b'shas hashchita because the whole psul is a psul in the ma'is hashchita. It can't be that the hashmata occurred before. If the hashmata occurred before, that's not a psul in the ma'is hashchita. It has to be b'shas hashchita, zok the Ramban. Just like the other psulim, chalada, drasa, shehiya, that's a psul during the ma'is hashchita. So he says, Mistama, if the psul of Iker is hashmata, the hashmata has to occur b'shas ma'is hashchita because if not, it has to be a psul in the ma'is hashchita. Okay? So one nafkamina between Tosus's version of the Ramban, Tosus's version of the Bahag and the Ramban, is if nishmatu asimonim kodem shas hashchita. Question? Yes.
Not really a
Psalm
Shechita, it's as if you just
shechted
the legs, so why would
you
count it as one of the five?
That's a good kasha. That's Tosus's problem, really. It's different than the other Psalm Shechita. It is a case of Psalm Shechita. It's a Psalm Shechita. I guess the reason why it's counted as part of the Psalm Shechita is because it happens to be a case where you are shechting the physical simonim, even though halachically they don't have a din of the simonim. So that's what the halacha mashmisina is teaching me. That now it doesn't have a din of a simon, and that's exactly why it's an avela. If you shech the yad of the animal, you wouldn't have a havamina that it should be a shchita ksheira, right? You wouldn't have a havamina that the rahema should be muteres ba'achila, or that it shouldn't, or that it wouldn't be mitame bin avela. The chiddush here is that you shechted something that used to be a simon, used to be simonim. Now al pi din, they don't have a din of simonim, and that's what the halacha mashmisina and gufa is teaching me. That even though physically they are the kan and the veshet, al pi din, they're not viewed as the kan and the veshet. What's the other nafkamina between Tosus' version of the Bahag and the Ramban? What do you think? In light of everything we've been talking about, this whole zman, right? What's the most famous shita probably that we've discussed this whole zman? Come on, you can get this one. I told you when we started, I said I'm going to come back this time and time again. What's the most famous shita we can do? Rashi Meir Basra. Rashi Meir Basra, exactly. I was not talking about the Chachila. That's also an important shita. That's the second most famous. Rashi Meir Basra, right? Rashi says, Shehiya B'Miyad Basra is a psul. Because Rashi holds that the Miyat Basra can be Nichlal as part of the Ma'aseh Shechita. The Miyat Basra of the Shechita, if you continue. It's not necessary. You shechted Rov, everything is fine. But if you continue, so then it'll be a problem. Right? The psul shchita will be chal even in the mi'abaser. But we mentioned that that is only a problem if there's a psul in the shchita. Let's say someone shechts rov the siman, then he hits the animal over the head. Right? He hits the animal over the head, or he cuts off the leg or something. Is that a psul? Cuts off the leg after cutting rov the siman. Is that going to be a problem? Obviously not, because it's not a chiluk of ma'aseh shchita. It's only mi'abas of the siman that can be nitfas as part of the ma'aseh shchita. If you're not doing a ma'aseh shchita, so then it's not going to be part of that ma'aseh. It's not going to be a psul. We said last time that, let's say you shech pesach and paguma only in the mi'ah basra. Right? Shech pesach and paguma only in the mi'ah basra. So depending on whether you assume that that's shechita or not, right? It's only chanika. The Bahag says it's only chanika. It's choking the animal. It's not really a shechita. So we suggest that according to the Bahag, if you do that for Mi'ah Basra, that's not going to be a psul, because that's not a shechita psula in the Mi'ah Basra. According to Rashi, it's ikur. So even if you do that in the Mi'ah Basra, that would be a problem. Right? So it's very important to determine whether the ma'isa that you're doing is a ma'isa shechita, or is it some other kind of ma'isa. What's it doing over here? Right? Let's say you have simanim that were nishmatu mimkoma in Mi'ah Basra of the shechita. Mi'ah Basra of the shechita. B'shas HaShchita. You shechted rov. And then the siman is nishmat after you finish rov. And you continue with the Mi'ah Basra. What's the deal? Is that going to be possible or not? Think about it. Is that going to be possible? Shmuta, it's HaShmata B'shas HaShchita. So we got the Ramban with us, right? It's HaShmuta B'shas HaShchita. So there could be a Psal Shchita. So what's the deal for Mi'ah Basra? According to the Ramban, according to Tosis is Bahag. What do you think, Josh?
Bahag, yes. Bahag, no. Bahag would say that it's not psula, and the Ramban said it's psula.
Okay. Why, Rafi? What's his far?
Tosis. Bahag would go listen to the shchita at all, because it's like you're shechting the regal.
Shechting the regal, exactly. In light of what the Rav develops, l'chora, the psula of Mi'ah Basra, by Iker, if you learn that Iker is Shmuta, the Psul of Mi'ah Basra can only be according to the Ramban. We wouldn't pasul Iker by Mi'ah Basra according to Tosis' Bahag, the Chora. Because according to Tosis' Bahag, it's not a Psul in the Ma'aseh Shchita, it's really just a Psul in the Chetza Shel HaSimonim. It's a Psul in the Chetza Shel HaSimonim. You can't do Shchita on this. Okay, but it's like Yad V'Regel. It's like another part of the animal. So, it's certainly true that you're not going to be able to create a shechita kshera if you cut the siman, but if you already did the shechita kshera, you did rov, and now you're going to cut the simanim shenishma to mimkoma, you didn't do anything. It's like you cut the regal, you cut the yad of the animal after shechita sarov. That's not going to be a problem according to the Bahag Lefi Tosis. Right? Mi'ah Basra. Let's keep it simple. Ikar b'mi'ah Basra, hashmat b'mi'ah Basra. According to the Bahag Lefi Tosis, there's no problem with Mi'ah Basra, because the psul is not a psul in the Ma'aseh Shchita, it's a psul in the Chetzer Shel HaSimonim. It's Yad B'Regel, so you didn't do anything by Mi'ah Basra. According to the Ramban, no, the psul is in the Ma'aseh Shchita. So if you shech the Simonim Shenishmetu, the Mi'ah Basra, then etaka will be a problem. The Ramban Shulchan Aruch quotes this halacha, that Ikar is a problem even by Mi'ah Basra. Right? Remember the Ramban? Remember the Ramah? We've had this Ramah multiple times already, right? The Ramah says, Anu noag in lahatrif kol ikah bimba miyakama bimba miyabasa v'yakana bimba v'asha. Aminig is to be matrif even b'miyabasa. And then the Ramah goes on to explain, like the Bahag, that ikah is basically shmuta. It's shmuta. Now, it's interesting that he happens to learn Tosis' version of the Bahag because he says it's not a treifa, that the chalav and the beitzim are going to be kosher. But what's really interesting is that the Ramah says that even b'mi'ah basra is going to be a psul. There's going to be a psul ikah. Comes the Shach and says, why is there a psul of ikah? What is shmuta? Says the Shach, this is on the Ramah. What does he say? Avu b'chayim kosher l'sha'ein shchita mo'eles bo, says the Pshat, Shemachmas ho'ikor misnadadin ha-simonim ve'i'efsher shetishofet be'hechsher. Ran b'shem Ramban. So it's fascinating that the Shach quotes the Ramban. He doesn't quote Tosus and the Bahag, he quotes the Ramban. So it could be that the reason why he quotes the Ramban is because he's compelled to say that Ikor has to be a psul in the Maisa Shchita. It has to be a psul in the Maisa Shchita. I know the Ramban happens to say that Shmuta is going to be a treifa too, which is not like the Ramah. But the Shach feels like if the Ramah claims that Ikor is going to pass over me at Basra, he's got to say that it's a psul in the Maisa Shchita. He can't just say it's a psul b'chetza shel ha-simonim. Because if it's a psul b'chetza shel ha-simonim, it wouldn't pass over me at Basra. So that's why the Shach has to throw the Ramban in there. Says you have to throw the Ramban in there because according to Tosus's Bahag, there's no psul in Ma'aser Shchita. Why should it pass for me a pastor? Now the Ramah is not necessarily saying Tosus b'shem the Bahag held this way. The Ramah is saying this is the minig. The minig is to assume that Shmuta is going to be a problem, right? It's going to be treif. It's going to be non-kosher. It's going to make it nevela, even b'mi a pastor. That's the minig. He's not saying me'ikra din the way Tosus understood the Bahag. Comes the Shach and says, no, if you're going to be machmer like the Ramah, if you're going to be machmer like the Minig to say that you can have Ikar, even the Mir Basra, you've got to go like the Ramban. You can't throw it out completely. You can't throw it out completely. Now, I'm not sure if the Shach would be machmer for the Cholav and the Beitzim too. Right? The Ramah says the Cholav and the Beitzim are mutta. Sounds like he's going with Tosus's Bahag, right? So there's a little bit of a confusion going on over here. I'm just pointing out the reason why the Shah felt compelled to quote the Ramban and then just quote Tosus. You could just quote Tosus. He quoted the Ramban because he had to explain why is Ikar b'miyat basa going to be a problem. Ikar has to be a psul in the Maisa Shchita for Ikar and miyat basa to be a problem. So that's why he quotes the Ramban that if the Ikar occurs b'shasa Shchita, so then there's going to be a psul in the Maisa Shchita, and if it's a psul in the Maisa Shchita, then we can understand why it'll be a psul even b'miyat basa.